talking about the halachas of knives and how they affect fleishiks to milchiks and fleishiks to parav and so on. So till now we discussed a cold knife and cold food and just the Indian of duchki the sakina, whether the knife is for sure clean, not for sure clean, and that's what we covered already. Now we'll talk about a knife, but the thing that's being cut is hot or warm. The normally you don't have a shaila of taste of milchik, fleishik, whatever passing, unless it's a kli rishon that's yad soledes. But we'll see when it comes to adding the dimension of the pressure of a knife, there it may be that even if it's not yad soledes, and even maybe not even a kli rishon, right, since we're talking about solid things, the halacha still may apply that there's possible that the taste went through. Okay, these halachas that we're talking about are talking about a knife, first of all, that's for sure clean. Because if it's not clean, then you're worried about the what's it called, the residue on the knife. It's a different shaila completely. It's not really a shaila knife, it's a question of milchiks and fleishiks mixing together. So it's talking only about a for sure clean knife. There's no residue at all. And the knife has been used for hot milchiks or fleishiks within 24 hours. Okay, if it hasn't been used, hot meaning yad soledes, if it hasn't been used for hot milchiks or fleishiks within 24 hours, or if the knife is not clean, then these halachas are different. Okay, so we're talking about, again, a clean knife which has been used within 24 hours for hot milchiks or hot fleishiks. Okay. So now, let's talk about a dairy knife used to cut hot meat, or a fleishik knife used to cut hot, I don't know what's hot, not milchiks, yeah, hot, whatever, something, milchik that's hot, a hot kugel with milk in it or whatever. Okay. So the halacha is like this. If the food is yad soledes bo, and it's in a kli rishon that was on the fire, even though it's been taken off, okay, then what's it called, even though normally dry things don't impart a iser more than kedei klipa, right, it's cut off a slice, okay, but with duchke de sakina, right, there it can be go into the entire food. So therefore the halacha is that if there's not 60 times the amount of food compared to the blade of the knife, the food is osur. Okay, it could be that it's not only osur, but it's osur b'hanoa too, because mamish what's it called, bishul basur b'cholov, mamish basur b'cholov. So that's the most serious thing. You have hot meat, more and more. You had a knife that was used for hot milchiks within 24 hours, And now you have hot meat, you cut the meat with that milchik knife, very possible the whole, what's it called, piece of meat is awesome. Okay. That just ask a shayla, okay. And the knife has to be kasher. Knife straight. And you have to do hagola on the knife, regular hagola, and sometimes we're not magil knives, because they're two pieces or whatever, and it's very hard to clean them, so it could be the knife is just to be thrown away. But if it's one piece or whatever, or it's possible to maybe even like blowtorch the place where they're connected and make sure you get any ban out, it's possible to kasher a knife like that also. But it needs kasher. Mamish hagola, boiling water, whatever.
Yeah, but that's mentioned about putting it in the ground. Like,
yeah, that doesn't apply over here. That's what I'm saying. Here you need hagola. That nitsa won't help over here. Here it needs really to be kashered straight. Okay, next possible case. The meat was hot, is yad soledes bo, but it wasn't in a kli rishon. You put it on a plate, took it out of the pot or roasting pan that it was made in, and you transferred it to a plate. So normally, food that is not solid, because we're talking about something you cut with a knife, there's no way I'm talking about soup. Normally soup that you poured into a klisheni, so even if it's hot, with certain exceptions, already doesn't impart taste, doesn't shake things up or whatever, with, again, we've learned already, but with certain limitations. But usually the fact that it's a klisheni minimizes its ability to make things straight. But when you have something solid, so it really doesn't conform to the contour of the plate or bowl or something like that, where you could say that the heat dissipates. It's just a piece of solid thing, and only the bottom part touches the plate, and the rest of it is what's it called is still hot. So it's very possible, that's called a dover gush, a solid thing that's been transferred into a klisheni. So there's a big machlokus whether a dover gush in a klisheni dissipates its heat or doesn't dissipate its heat. Does it still have a din of a kli? Rishon Gabi Shabbos also we learn this, that a dover gush that's still yadsel lettuce bow does not have a din of a klisheni, but we're machmir that it's in certain instances has a din of a kli rishon, and therefore if you have hot kugel, let's say, and a pickle, right, you shouldn't put them together one next to the other, because even though right now it's in a klisheni, but lemaisa, what's it called, could be a dover gush in a klisheni, doesn't change its status. So now you have a piece of meat, hot meat, in a plate that's already in a klisheni. So now, and you also have duch de sakina. You have what's it called, not only the pickle touching, but you have the knife pressure also. So here also, there are poskim who hold that the whole meat becomes osir. It's just as if it would be in a kli rishon, the same case we said before. And since you have duch de sakina and heat, the taste goes into the whole piece of meat, and if there's not 60 times as much meat as the blade of the knife, which is rare, I would say a gigantic piece of meat, the whole thing is osur. And other poskim hold no, as a din of klisheni, it only osur k'dei klipa. All you have to do is cut off a slice on both sides of the cut, and the rest of the meat is okay. So it's a shaila, and then basically you have to ask a shaila in this situation. And some of the conditions will be, how hot was the meat? Was it really yatzel lettuce bow? Was it just yatzel lettuce bow to chumra? Maybe there is 60 times as much. Maybe the knife wasn't used within 24 hours for real hot milchiks or fleishiks or whatever. But you have to ask a shaila, and the shaila will take into consideration also this argument, whether in fact it's, even though it's a klisheni, it could answer the whole thing or not. Okay. If the knife wasn't used to cut the meat, it just was put on the meat, right, or whatever, but not, didn't, there was no pressure, right, then it has a regular halach of anything, and all, you surely only need the klipa. Then it, without duchi the sakina, it doesn't have the power of asring the whole thing. And the knife also, the chumra needs hagol. Here you won't help with ne'itza, right, it needs real kashering, you have to kasher with hagol. Okay. Okay, now you have a dairy knife that was used to cut warm meat. Now it's not yatzel hedesbo, but it's warm. So normally something that's not yatzel hedesbo doesn't have a koach to impart taste. So normally it'll be okay, but now you're adding the dimension of duchi de sakina. So you have pressure plus heat, even though the heat is not yatzel hedesbo. So then, what's it called? The halacha is that the food needs kedei klipa. Okay, it doesn't asr the whole thing because it's still not yatzel lettuce, but it doesn't not asr anything because there's pressure plus not yatzel lettuce. So you have to cut off a slice from each side of the cut, and the rest of the meat is okay. If the knife, like we said before, is not a benyomo, then everything is moving. You don't need to cut up anything. But we're talking over here where the knife was used for hot milchiks within 24 hours. It's clean. Then you only have to cut off, you have to cut off a slice from each side. And the knife does not need hagola. The knife doesn't become treif that you have to be kasher it. But it needs ne'itza because we're afraid that you'll leave the residue on the knife. So you have to put it in the ground 10 times, that the abrasive drop knocking in the ground will take off any residue, and we'll get, not tonight but eventually, to see if there's options how not to do that after we'll go outside and put it in the ice, in the ice, I'm saying, if you, it's midwinter and you have ice and it's hard to get the knife, you know, into the ground. So there may be other possibilities which we'll discuss when we get to that. We get to the laws of Ne'itza, how to do that Ne'itza, and it may be that sandpaper or steel wool could take the place of Ne'itza. It's not, it's a machlokes. We'll see how we hold. Okay.
Could the Rav just say again, please? What he said about the pickle and the pickle?
Yeah.
The, at a kiddush, when they serve hot kugel, and usually put a pickle, pickle next to them, right?
Put a pickle on the plate.
Okay. So, if the, the what's it called, the pickle would be put directly on top of the kugel, which it usually isn't, then it'd be a big shaila. Because since the kugel is yatzel edesbo, even though it's in a klisheni, but it's a dover goosh, we're machmir that a dover goosh can still cook. So, and we also hold tatoa govar. The bottom one is the one, so you have it on the bottom, and the pickle's on top, and the pickle is raw, right? Aside from the fact that it's also a dover charif, it could be that it's yes, cooking. If the pickle is on the side and just touches the kugel, so some people are machmer to make sure that the pickle doesn't touch the kugel, but there's a place to be makel, and many posts can think of Shlomo Zalman Orbach as makel in that kind of case, that since dover gush is a chumrah, and side by side, right, is not tatoa govar, because there's nothing underneath that's hot, on something above, but they're side by side, right? There it could be that you don't have to be so makbid that the pickle and the kugel don't touch. So therefore, it's a minig ha'olam is to serve pickles on the same plate as the kugel, and it's almost impossible, you know, they don't put a mechitza on the plate between the kugel and the pickles, even though I could imagine that I could see that also someday.
What about kavush kemavushim on it?
What? As a kavush is only if it's liquid and only 24 hours. And,
the pickle is supposed to be 24 hours.
No, but it wasn't kavush in the kavush kemavushel. Oh no, but that's agave what imparts taste. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that pickle's considered mavushel already, so ain't bishul achar bishul. First of all, the kugel and the pickle is not bishul; it's afia, right, or tzliya.
No,
because it's not liquid, no, right? So yesh tzli and yesh afia achar bishul.
No, I'm talking about the pickle.
The pickles was bishul, not afia and tzli. So still have a problem. If you have a new process, right? So that's also a problem. So you're not, if you put the pickle, if you tell me the pickle's already cooked, now you want to put it in a klisheni, what's it called, and yatzel and whatever. Maybe that's bishul achar bishul. But we don't say in bishul achar bishul like kavush. Kavush is not considered bishul legabi hilchas Shabbos. It's only considered bishul legabi imparting a taste. But you could be mavashal something that was kavush again. So yesh bishul achar bishul in that situation. And here, even if we be ein bishul achar bishul, it's not bishul. It's a fi or tzli because it's dry. It's not a liquid. So yesh. Afia achar bishul or tzli achar bishul, so that doesn't help. Okay, but in any case, so therefore, if you want to be extra careful, you won't let the pickle touch the kugel as long as it's yatzel edesbo. Could be by the time the kugel gets to the table, it's not yatzel edesbo. It's warm, but it's not very hot. If it's still very hot, then there's a chumrah not to let the pickle and touch the kugel. It surely is improper to put the pickle on top of the kugel. Okay. But it's not yatzel edesbo, it's warm, but it's not, there's no problem at all. Next, you cut part of a food with a knife that's been used for fleishiks within 24 hours. Now, normally we'd say that's not barnat. Now, you have a pot that was used for fleishiks, hot fleishiks within 24 hours, now it's clean. And you cook rice in it. So that's called not barnat. L'chatchila, you shouldn't eat that rice with milchiks. Okay? But b'di'evet, it surely doesn't answer anything. And even if you have leftovers or whatever, b'di'evet, it could be sfard and whatever, you could even l'chatchila use it with milchiks. We learned those halachas. But here you have the added dimension of pressure. So it's not just you cooked something in a pot that had been used for fleishiks within 24 hours. Okay? Then it would be a much less problem. But you put pressure on something that had been used for fleishiks within 24 hours and put pressure on a part of a thing, there the taste may be even greater than not barnat. Therefore, you can't use that food in any circumstance with the opposite. In other words, you can't use any more for milchiks. You can't, if you cut the hot kugel, part of the kugel, with a fleishik knife that's been used for hot fleishiks within 24 hours, you can't eat that kugel with milchiks. Okay? And therefore, same thing if you did hot bread. You have mamish hot bread out of the oven, you cut it with a milchik or fleishik knife, you can't eat that bread with the opposite kind. And b'dieved, if it was mixed in mamish with meat or milk, the opposite thing, right, you mixed it in, you have to shy. But then there's a lot of conditions that would have to be met to know if they're shishim, if not shishim or whatever. So those are the halachas of a knife that was used for hot milchiks or fleishiks within 24 hours, is clean, and was used on hot or warm foods. Okay, so that's the second installment of this. The next installment will be, we have a knife that was used with sharp foods. You cut an onion, radish, we'll see what considered sharp foods. We never really went through that. And in what state they have to be to consider sharp foods, and when you cut them, and then the halach is much different. Then it doesn't make a difference if it was used within 24 hours or not, and we'll, that one we'll get to probably next week. Any questions on this? Okay.